Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tethys Oil AB Q2 Report 2015. Today, I am pleased to present Magnus Nordin, Managing Director, and Morgan Sadran-Gani, CFO. For the first part of this call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question-and-answer session. Speakers, please begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, ladies. Thank you for listening in to Tethys Oil once again. We are gathered today to present this report for the second quarter, 2015, and I would like to start by saying, given the circumstances, we are actually quite pleased and think it's a very good report. We continue to deliver what we have set out to do, and we continue to generate cash and increase production. We are actually up 8% compared to the first quarter this year, and on a year-on-year basis, it's an increase by 30%. Sales are up, EBITDA is up and quite healthy at 153 million Swedish crowns. Albeit the oil price has dropped dramatically over the last year, as we are all aware. Net result, still a healthy 152 a share and a very large cash balance with more than 300 million crowns in the bank. This is after we were able to return 3 Swedish crowns per share back to shareholders during the second quarter. Operationally, we continue according to plan with 9 wells drilled on Blocks 3 and 4, partly, of course, responsible for the increase in production. We've started drilling again, exploratory drilling in Lithuania, which, for the time being, looks vaguely promising, with oil-bearing cores having been recovered, some flows having been measured at surface, and evaluation, of course, continuing. The asset base primarily focused on onshore Oman, the large area called Blocks 3 and 4, where most of our wealth is being generated. Lithuania, moderate production, or modest production, I should say, with some exploration activity taking place for the first time in well over 18 months. France still being mothballed, awaiting additional political clarification. During the quarter, we also decided to finally withdraw from discussions regarding our other block in Oman, Block 15, in that we made the assessment that given oil prices, given prospectivity, the block, it was not worth continuing discussions. Turning to reserves, we have not made any updates since last quarter, and we do not expect any additional updates until the end of the financial year, with the 2P reserves still remaining at 17.8, as the number was by the year-end. We expect the next revision from the DeGolyer MacNaughton to be published in early next year, early 2016. Production continues very much according to expectations. We continue to expect production to increase for the remainder of the year, but we would expect to see monthly fluctuations, just as we saw on a monthly basis during the first and second quarters. But the trend is upwards and very clearly shown by the increase in production quarter-on-quarter. Cash flow has been quite good, and I would like to leave the floor to Morgan to discuss in more detail the vagaries of our cash flow generation for the quarter. Morgan, please.
Thank you, Magnus, and good morning, everyone. I will go through the financials of the second quarter. We're happy to present the financial report, where we continue to show positive cash flow, even in this lower oil price scenario, which we have continuously said. Cash flow from operations amounted to 212 million Swedish kronor, and investment in oil and gas amounted to 181 million kronor. The net of those numbers are the underlying positive cash flow. Our sales have increased during the second quarter, which has had the effect that our receivables increased as well, as our oil sales is invoiced on a monthly basis with a 30-day payment terms. These working capital adjustments have a positive background, but a negative cash flow impact in the second quarter. We maintain that all investments on Blocks 3 and 4 and in Lithuania will be covered from cash flow from operations. Moving over to production. On a quarterly basis, production is up 8% compared to last quarter. Comparing a year ago, the production is up 30%. Behind this growth is the continued work on the Shahad and Farha fields. As you know, all production comes from Blocks 3 and 4, where we have a 30% interest in our 30-year production license. Looking at barrels sold, it does not exactly match the production development. We've had a much higher increase in barrels sold compared to production. We've moved from underlift position to an overlift position, so the underlift movement we saw during the first quarter was reversed in the second quarter. If we look at the full six-month period, it's almost neutral, a very, very small movement in the overlift position. But this obviously has a huge impact with a movement during the second quarter of 100,000 barrels movement. If we look at the net sales in Swedish kronor, it's up 63% compared to the first quarter 2015. And obviously the main driver here behind this net sales increase is the movement from underlift to overlift position. Exchange rates, primarily the dollar to the Swedish krona, has been almost flat during the second quarter. Looking at the next important factor here is the sales price, the average received price per barrel. We've seen prices drop since the third quarter 2014. Our price is in line with Brent, but comes with a two-month delay. We saw prices were stabilized a bit during the second quarter, but again under pressure during July and now August. During the second quarter, we saw an average achieved price at $58 per barrel. And the current low oil prices that we see today will come in effect during third and fourth quarter. Moving on to the EBITDA, as you can see, we continue to generate cash from operations. Our EBITDA is up 101%. This has mainly to do with the development of barrels sold and the movement from underlift to overlift position. As you can see, the EBITDA margins tend to follow the sales development. We are now at a 58% EBITDA margin, which is significantly higher than the first quarter EBITDA. Moving on to expenses and primarily OPEX, if you adjust for the overlift, which was accounted for during the second quarter, OPEX is basically in line with the first quarter, 93 million Swedish kronors during the second quarter compared to the 75 million during the first quarter. You can also see that administrative expenditures were higher during the second quarter, which was explained in the report as cost related to mainly the incentive program. They were of a one-off character. If we look at the OPEX per barrel and the adjusted netback, you can see that OPEX is in the range of $11 to $16 per barrel, fairly stable between first and second quarter. The net back is just below $20 for the second quarter. Of our OPEX expenditures, around 50 to 60% of those are more direct lifting costs and field-related expenditures. But it's important to emphasize here that even at the current oil prices, you see a positive net back. We still generate cash flow from these levels. Moving on to the net result, it's lower despite lower oil prices and exploration. It's higher despite lower oil prices and slightly higher OPEX. And also we should mention the exploration costs which relate to the write-off of Block 15. The higher production and most significantly the underlift reduction would be the key reasons for the increase in net results. Looking at the balance sheet for the second quarter, It remains very strong. We have 323 million Swedish kronors in cash, and we should remember here that we have distributed over 100 million Swedish kronors to shareholders in form of dividend, 1 krona per share, and redemption, 2 kronors per share, during the second quarter. On top of this, we have our standby credit facility of up to $100 million, which is undrawn at the end of the second quarter. Almost all of our cash and equivalents are held in the US dollar, which has slightly appreciated against the crown during the first half of 2015. And exchange rates, again, were fairly stable during this. Moving on to oil and gas investments, our investments in Blocks 3 and 4 amounted to 50 million Swedish kronors in the second quarter, 181 million for the first half. Investments are down second compared to first quarter, mainly due to timing effects. But we can again say that all investments were covered by cash flow from operations, which were in line with what we've said. We've drilled 9 wells during the second quarter 2015 compared to the 11 during the first quarter. 7 wells were drilled on the Farah South field and 2 on the Shahad oil field. 1 more contracted rig, and we've seen an additional rig being in operations, bringing our number to a total of 4 rigs. And with that, I give the floor back to Magnus. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Morgan. Turning briefly to the situation on the ground in Block 3 and 4, overall focus for the quarter has been primarily on the Shahad fields and the Farah South field, where additional production wells in known producing areas have been drilled. Also, water injectors to further expand and sustain the water injection program in Farah South, which has had a positive impact on the production for the quarter. And the pilot study on the Shahad field is in progress, where pressure changes and other preliminary data are being monitored. We have completed the seismic study on the lower green area in Block 4, and processing is now underway. This is not the least interesting to see if, in particular, the lower Bua trend from the Shahad field continues to the west. Some additional modeling has been carried out over the Sawan East field, and clearly what we are very interested to see is whether there will be any lessons to be learned between the producing Khufai carbonate in the Sawan area and the producing lower Bua carbonate in the Shahad field. Presumably, there are some connection in this massive carbonate buildup that covers the entire underlying area of the Shahad Sawan areas. We are continuing looking at building the database for both the clastics in the Farah South field and the carbonates in the Sawan and Shahad fields. And we are increasingly being interested in moving Shahad north and Farah South. We expect ongoing work with both production appraisal and exploration for the second half of the year. Turning to Farah South in general, Fault Block T, which was added during the first quarter, has continued to produce quite nicely, and an additional water well has been drilled in that fault block. We can also conclude that a number of undrilled fault blocks remain to be drilled over the next couple of quarters and, of course, in 2016. And turning to Shahad, no new structures were drilled during the second quarter. Focus has been on additional producers in the most prolific of the reservoirs, the Shahad B fields up to the left-hand corner here, and of course the continuing monitoring of the water pilot, water injection pilot in Shahadeth. We would expect very much more of the same for the third quarter, and we now expect to have a fifth rig in operation later this year. It has been contracted, and we expect to bring it in operation either in the end of the third quarter or early fourth quarter. Technically, everything is moving ahead according to plan, I would say, on Blocks 3 and 4. So turning to the conclusions, there is not much to say about our operative performance and the operations in the field. They are very much according to plan. It's more the macro picture that affects our situation. And as the industry adjusts to a lower oil price environment that we've seen between 2010 and 2014, we can now see that cash increasingly turns to being king in this environment. And our strong situation should eventually prove to be an excellent way forward for growth in the consolidation that necessarily will follow. Our production has continued to increase quarter on quarter for the first half year, and we expect that trend to continue with the ongoing investment in Blocks 3 and 4. And we actually still make good money also in this environment. Our projects remain robust, and through our strong balance sheet, we have an excellent chance of taking advantage of the lower oil price environment. And I should say, comment a little bit here, we have seen very little consolidation so far. And as oil prices actually bounced, recovered during the first half between January and May, there was a clear tendency for shall we say, would-be sellers to be quite reluctant to take the plunge and actually exit. With the sharp drop we've seen since May, we would expect the gap between the ask and the bid to narrow. And I cannot emphasize more than Tethys is in a very, very good position with a big pile of cash and untapped credit lines to profit from quality assets that will come under pressure to be consolidated into another entity. We are actively looking at projects, and it's a clear feeling that that gap between the bids and asks are narrowing. And in the meantime, we believe we offer a very good investment for exposure to the oil market and, for that matter, to movements in the oil price. We offer a dividend, and we are not a dead investment, just taking a bet on the oil price. And we offer organic growth from the assets we have, where we have a very strong proven track record of growth. And we offer a good option at the possibility of translating our cash and credit lines into new projects to further increase the growth of the company. And based on those three arguments, we believe we are one of the strongest oil plays in the market at the moment. And we intend to stay that way and to capitalize on the situation. And actually, from an acquisition point of view, to have an even lower oil price for a period of time would put even further pressure on weaker players, something that we are in a position to take advantage of. On that note, I would like to open the floor for questions. Please.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you'll enter a queue. After you are announced, please ask your question. Please hold until we have the first question. The first question comes from the line of Johan Spetz from Pareto Securities. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good morning, Magnus. Good morning, Morgan. Two questions on my end. First, on the CapEx number. It's been swinging around quite a bit in recent quarters. Any guidance you can provide on what the number might end up at for the full year 2015?
Morgan?
Well, not any guidance in that regard, other than that we feel that it will be covered by cash flow from operations. I also think that an individual quarter might be a little bit misleading here. Looking at the full 6 months, 181 million Swedish kroners covered by cash flow. It's a longer period, but no exact guidance then of what the actual total number for the year will be.
We did 286 last year. We've done 181 so far this year, and I think we have suggested that we should expect overall capex to be in line with or slightly above last year's. But any further guidance, I don't think we can give at this time.
Okay, thanks. And then on the water injection pilot at the Shad field, could you perhaps provide a bit more color on what you're seeing there so far?
Not really. I mean, the pilot was instigated during the first quarter, and we are monitoring it quite closely, both from a pressure point of view and, of course, a production point of view. And as data is being gathered, we should have a better and better picture. The expectation would be that we may be able to expand the number of injectors, provided that it works. But at this stage, we are in a monitoring mood, and no conclusions have been drawn as yet.
Right. And if I understand you correctly, some of the nice production growth that we've seen in the second quarter is not that much related to that pilot project. It's more about other wells being drilled.
It's probably a little bit too early to really expect anything from the Shahad F water injector. We would probably have to give it into the third quarter before we really know what's going on.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, as another reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 0 followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. There appear to be no further questions, so I will return the conference back to you, sirs.
Thank you very much. In that case, we would like to thank you for listening in and following this webcast, and we're looking forward to staying in touch with you, and if not before, to address you again in about 3 months' time. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's webcast. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.